just finished recording TBO, so I'm already talked out. But
we're gonna
plough through another 2 hours worth of.
Is there something wrong with us mentally?
Yeah, probably.
I heard the attempter to comment then, and then she changed her mind.
Yeah, she nodded her head. Anyway, so Heroverse episode 4.
4, yes.
We hope that you're enjoying it so far.
So far, they seem to be, yeah. The numbers are there.
Share it with your friends and try and make us some money. It'd be nice.
It would.
Be very nice. Even if it was only a quid, it'd be nice. Right, we'll crack on.
That's something I've not looked into, the monetization aspect of it. I'll have to...
Yeah, we'd have to audio book them. And that'd...
No, there is a way to do it using the site I use, but I need to look into it. I've been meaning to, I just never have.
So, we are back to the MCU in timeline order.
Yep.
So, we are going to talk about 4 films in this, I believe. No, 3, because 3, the big one is...
The big one will big be the one next
is,
one.
The big one is the big one.
Yeah.
So, we've got Iron Man 2, the Hulk, the Incredible Hulk, and Thor. The Incredible Hulk is obviously not on Disney Plus because of rights and contracts and shit.
Technically, it's not canon, but it kind of is.
Well, it's canon now because She-Hulk brought it into canon.
Yes, of course she did, yeah.
I was a completely different person back then, literally.
Yeah.
They made it canon.
I'll put my teeth back in. I watched a video on this. So, it's not an actual sequel to The Hulk, even though it appears to be. If you actually look at the background footage over the intro credits, although it basically tells the story of The Hulk, there are a couple of changes that make it fit. And it's like, what? So, like, The Hulk, you could argue, is like a different universe's Hulk.
Potentially.
Yeah.
It's all messed up. But anyway, we are going to include it in our timeline order because originally it was definitely canon. And
we still say it is.
Yeah.
Screw you.
So, Iron Man 2. For me,
this was the second film in the MCU. And this to me is when I was still going, oh, so they're just going to make like an Iron Man trilogy.
Yeah.
But then the...
Thor came out. Was the next
film. Well, Thor did come out. But what I was going to say is in this, obviously, you had...
Black Widow,
I believe Hulk was mentioned.
Maybe.
The Avengers initiative was mentioned at the end of the last one, but I believe Hulk was specifically mentioned in this one.
Iron Man 2, for me, is one of the weaker Marvel films. Now, the reason...
Of the old lot or of the new lot or in general?
In
general, okay.
The reason being is they screwed up Whiplash.
Although, this was casting for him.
Yes, great casting, but they screwed up the character.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of... Don't get me wrong, I love Don Cheadle, and I love Don Cheadle's War Machine and all of it, but this was the first film where they had to recast the character.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked the first iteration of Rhodey.
Yeah.
More than Don Cheadle's in this to begin with.
Who was in the first one?
I can't remember his name, but there was a big issue. I think it was contracts money and shit.
Yeah, basically, I know this. I know way too much random crap. He was... in the first one, the guy wasn't paid as much... Robert Downey Jr. Terrence Howard.
As RDJ.
He wasn't paid. But because in this one it was basically kind of going to be Terrence Howard and Robert Downey Jr. as co-stars, he wanted the same amount as money as Robert Downey Jr. And they said, well, the original argument was, well, not in this one, mate, because it's still an Iron Man film. But at that time, I think they were obviously probably thinking that after Thor or the Avengers, we'll do a War Machine film with you as War Machine. We'll make him like a prominent character. But he went, fuck off.
Yeah.
So they had to get in...
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle. Cheadle. Put my teeth in one.
Don't get me wrong, it's still a good film, but it's one of the weaker ones for the MCU. The only reason, like I say, is because of the messes up with the characters that they've done, as well as once again effectively killed off another villain.
Yeah.
Straight away. And
although Justin Hammer did stick around, you know, he's still
around. Hammer did stick around, but Hammer's not done anything.
He'll create it without him.
No, I get that, but since.
Yeah.
What has Justin Hammer done? We've not seen Hammer do fuck all in the MCU since this film. There are rumours
that a lot of them are coming back in the upcoming things like Thunderbolts and all of that.
Right.
That they're bringing in a lot of, you know, like the loose ends, as it were.
Yeah.
There are words that they're bringing in a lot of the loose ends. The latest thing, and a side note, is that Loki, the TV series, will remain as it is. So the Loki timeline is like kind of a separate thing now from the rest of the MCU.
Yeah.
Although it's part of it, that never the twain shall cross again, as far as what they've planned out so far. That's the latest word.
Yeah. Obviously, Iron Man 2 is the introduction of War Machine properly.
Yeah.
We got the next time, baby, in Iron Man 1.
Yeah.
But Iron Man 2, obviously, he takes the suit.
Yeah.
And then Hammer attaches a load of shit to it, which...
makes it the Iron Patriot.
Makes the Iron Patriot... No, Iron Patriot was for Iron Man 3. It was still War Machine. They didn't become the Iron Patriot until Iron Man 3.
Yeah, you're right. That's my fault.
Iron Man 2, obviously, they kitted the War Machine out with all sorts of stuff, including
guns,
the ex-wife.
And
the ex-wife did fuck all because it's Hammer Tech. And what really should have happened is they would have officially gone to Stark and fitted it with Stark Tech. But obviously, he's now out of the weapons business to a degree, although he is making ridiculously weaponized armors for himself.
But he only makes them for him.
Yes. So.
Oh, on a, just on a side note, have you heard that Robert Downey Jr., during filming of Wakanda Forever, gave full, like, I approve, well done, really like you to the Ironheart?
Good.
Like, because obviously, Robert Downey Jr., although he's not in the MCU at the moment, he's still got a heart for it. He may come back one day.
But Robert Downey Jr. will always have a heart for it because he is effectively the founder of the MCU.
Oh, yeah, completely. And he's got his finger in that part. I think he's got a finger in the production part.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to surprise me when we start seeing films with executive producer Robert Downey Jr. in them at all.
But yeah, apparently he really approved of the Ironheart, the character, the suit, and the casting choice. Good. And the... as a real person.
Good.
So, yeah. Just thought I'd relay that side note.
So, yeah, Iron Man 2 for me, one of the weaker films of the MCU, but overall not a bad film. You can stick it on and watch it. The Incredible Hulk we'll go into before Thor, because they come out around about the same time, and they technically happen around the same
time.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So, Incredible Hulk... I actually enjoyed. It wasn't a bad film, though Edward Norton basically became Hitler and took over production and started doing things. No, we're doing things this way. No, we're going to do things. It wasn't a bad film. I think improvements could have been made.
We could go through all these films and say, we'll change this. Even Endgame,
I personally prefer Ruffalo's Hulk to Norton's Hulk. I think Banner has always been... Yes, he's been a nasty bastard. We know that Banner's always been a relatively...
I'm listening. I've just got my own thing to say to this.
He has to be. But, I mean, that's where the Hulk comes
from. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think Norton wasn't geeky enough to be the nerdy part of Banner that Banner needed to be. And I think Ruffalo's better at playing the nerd than Norton could have been.
Yeah, what I was going to say is, so I prefer Norton's Hulk, but
Ruffalo's
Banner.
Yes, I agree, because Norton's Hulk is more Hulk.
Yeah.
although we do get to see Hulk, Ruffalo's Hulk first in Avengers, which obviously we'll get to next time we talk about the MCU. To begin with, in the MCU, in the Avengers, Hulk's more like Hulk.
Yeah.
It's only in the more...
Every time we see Hulk, he's becomes evolved. More human.
Yes, they're evolving Hulk. But they've now, with the introduction, obviously, of Professor Hulk, they've kind of lost Hulk. And it's now just Ruffalo, big and green.
Although now we've got his son, Scar, coming into it with She-Hulk.
Yeah, Scar's coming into it as well.
And the upcoming production of World War Hulk.
Yes.
That could bring us a very different, like more a Norton Hulk.
Which would be nice.
Yeah.
But overall, it's once again, it's not a bad film.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Obviously, as we keep saying, improvements could have been made. But once again, they weren't totally sure if even after... The Avengers was always on the cards.
Phase one, as
was
far
always
as
going to happen.
Yeah. I think unless
Iron Man really
bombed.
Yeah.
Although I think if Iron Man 1 had bombed, yes, they'd have stopped the MCU, quote unquote. I believe Incredible Hulk might have still happened because that was being done, although as part of it, it was separate and...
Yeah.
I think it was already in like some form of production and...
Then we move into Thor.
My opinion... The best of all four films.
Yeah. I mean...
My opinion. Other people can have different opinions.
Thor, in every film that we've had Thor, has been slightly different. This first Thor is a bit more like ignorant Thor. He doesn't know human culture. He doesn't know... All he knows is Asgard. Because he's never really left
this
Asgard.
This Thor and Avengers Thor are very closely... Yeah. Yeah.
But then, obviously, as we know, Thor now is...
He's a dad now, basically.
Yeah, but he was basically... They tried to use him more as comic relief.
Yeah.
Which
failed with... not Love and Thunder. Ragnarok. But I think with Love and Thunder, they've gone... I think what they've realised is we need to remove some of the comedy from... The person Thor,
I still think
I think they're going to give the comedic bit to the girl, and Thor's just going to play on it.
I mean, I think even with Love and Thunder, Love and Thunder was a mess with jokes.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
But this,
I still think it was better than
this. Thor obviously
Ragnarok.
Had comedy in it.
Oh yeah,
because all MCU films tend to have some comedy in it, but Thor was a bit more serious.
Yeah,
and. Thor uses powers in this film that we never see him use again, like making a massive fucking tornado.
Yeah.
That could have helped against the fucking Chitauri in fucking New York, wouldn't it? Do you know what I mean?
It would have definitely helped against Thanos' minions.
But we don't see him use stuff again from it. It was a good film. It obviously introduces Loki. It introduces the Warriors 3, Lady Sif. Fair enough, the Warriors 3 are now dead, but Lady Sif isn't.
Yeah. Odin, Heimdall.
Odin. It introduces all the big characters that are going to have some part to play in the MCU. Mainly, Professor, Hulk. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. The
Eric.
Yeah.
Eric, I can't remember his name.
I can't.
But obviously, he was a massive part of Avengers. He's been at other parts. He's been in the films dotted around because he is quite an important character.
And what's her name? Darcy.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I'm glad I remembered her name because I was going to just say the actress with massive knockers.
So Thor, I think Thor serves its purpose in introducing key elements of later phases.
Yeah, this film definitely, I think this film to me said MCU is now here.
They definitely underutilized Hawkeye in this film. Considering that Black Widow got such a big part in Iron Man 2...
I think
Hawkeye should have had a bigger part
in Thor than he
did have.
Well, that's the thing. So in this, you introduced effectively the Power 3. Because we're nearly at the end of Phase 1. I know we've got the one more film. So you introduced the Power 3, who are Cap, Iron Man and Thor.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm going to put Hulk to one side for a minute. No disrespect. So in Cap, we also bring in Carter.
Yeah.
She is a big player in all the background, like the pre-stuff and all the background to what will be S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Avengers.
Yeah.
Very important character. Iron Man 2 brings us in Black Widow. Again, core member of the Avengers, very important. And again, if we want to include timeline order, Captain Marvel brings us Nick Fury. Very important for the thing. And then with Thor, he brings us in Clint, sure, but could that have been replaced by random Soldier X? Yeah, of course.
Yes, it could have done. I mean, it brings in Loki as well. Obviously, Loki is the big bad of Avengers.
Yeah.
But
I think they needed to do more with Clint.
Yeah, Hawkeye was definitely very, very underutilized in the film. I think they... Because, like you say, it could have been any random soldier.
Yeah.
Keeping an eye on the hammer. Do you know what I
mean? Yeah, it could have been. Of course, yes, Nick would use his best soldier, who is Hawkeye, because Widow at that point is meant to be on the other side, like trying to get Banner.
Yeah.
Or track down Hulk, if wants she, yeah.
So, I mean, no, that comes later. That,
oh, yeah, no, Avengers. She's dealing with Tony.
She's dealing with Tony. So, yeah, because we know when roughly these all take place at the same time, because Agent Coulson leaves in Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
To say, I've got to go, because there was a... Obviously, he got the phone call to say that something's happening in New Mexico.
Which is the Hammer of Thor.
Which is the Hammer of Thor. So, it all ties in quite nicely.
Iron Man 2, Incredible Hulk and Thor are basically three parts of America at the same time.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I think the only thing they mess up, because of the... And I think this is because of the Incredible Hulk, is the time jump between Incredible Hulk and Avengers seems to be longer, because obviously the whole thing happens where he's in the foreign... but then the time jump between Iron Man 2 and Thor and the Avengers doesn't seem as big.
No.
So I think the timing's a bit skew-iff with Incredible Hulk.
But then again, the timing's always going to be slightly off. Oh, they can never keep everything perfectly canon. They try.
They do. They're very good at it.
There are a couple of one-shots. So there is a funny thing happened on the way to Thor's hammer. I've not watched either of these, so I can't really say much about them. But what I do know is that the one-shots are supposed to be little bits of story that are supposed to help tie stuff together.
Yeah, they connect, fix plot holes, all that. Yeah.
So you've got a funny thing happened on the way to Thor's hammer. That happens pre-Thor. Then post-Thor, you have The Consultant.
Which seems to be... I'm just looking at the title card. That seems to be where the guy from Hydra, I'm guessing, gets like recruited in as a consultant. Obviously, that then plays into Iron Man and Captain America.
Winter Soldier. So... the thing with the one-shots is, yes, I've not watched them all. Most of them are only 10 to 15 minutes. But the MCU themselves have basically gone, right, people keep pointing out plot hole A, plot hole D.
Yeah.
Something that don't make quite sense here, a loose end over here, and people want answers. And because of how big the MCU's gotten with the addition of Disney Plus, where this wouldn't be possible. If Disney Plus wasn't a thing, and streaming things weren't a thing, we wouldn't have these one-shots. We probably wouldn't have half the stuff that we've got now that is in the MCU, especially the TV series.
There'd be no... I think... I agree. The only TV shows we'd have would be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the Agent Carter...
Iron Fist, Defenders...
The whole Defenders lot.
Stuff that... Basically anything that Netflix did or...
was it Stars?
Fox? Didn't Fox do some stuff?
Yeah. Fox? But any all of them lot.
Without that lot, you know, we would without Disney Plus, we wouldn't have half of the stuff that we get to actually fix these plot holes, and there'd be stuff that people are
doing. Previously, the one shots were just sort of released online on like the MCU official website, weren't they?
Yeah. And that's the next section of the MCU. So we've obviously given away where we're going next. The next MCU episode, which will be next month now, is going to be The Avengers, where we're going to do an entire half an hour talking about just more. The Avengers film.
And but there's enough for that film to keep us.
Yeah. I mean, I can still remember how we first watched it. I won't tell you because it wasn't strictly right. Anyway, but yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll be back next week with a different hero, and we will be talking
although,
to you.
Although tangentially related.
Technically now, yes.
Yeah, tangentially related now.
But yeah, so we'll see you next week, guys. This has obviously been a relatively short episode, but like I say, we are tired. We've been streaming for over an hour, recording for over an hour, I should say.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see you next week, and bye.
Bye-bye.